Hi, this is Andrew.
And Kathleen.
And this is tonight's podcast. You always get a funny look on your face when I choose the music.
I don't like opera.
It's not opera, it's Andre Bocelli.
Certainly don't look like
Sarah
him.
Sarah Brightman. They're singing in Italian.
Okay.
You like that, right?
Eh.
Yeah, so we had a good week?
Yeah, I just realized what we could talk about.
We went to see the Carmen concert.
That's right.
Excited about that. Carmen's a contemporary Christian singer, popular in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
We went to see him at the Egg in Albany. That was really cool.
It was awesome. I waited 20 years to go see him in concert, and it was worth every year.
And tomorrow is our anniversary.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yep.
Apparently you've been waiting while you've been married to me to go
see
him.
Yeah, well, you have that pin on your jacket, remember?
Yes, when we first met, you noticed I had a Carmen pin.
Radically saved.
Yep. We took Rebecca with us.
Yes, she loved it.
And she did enjoy it. And Peter didn't seem to want to go, but I don't think it's his thing this.
Oh, but man, he really lost out on that one.
So this week we've been helping out at the Cobeskill Sunshine Fair and the Faith Bible Church booth. Is that a lot of fun?
Yeah, it is.
Get to meet interesting people, sometimes people that we've seen from years before.
Well, it's only been 3 years.
Yeah, but still. And that's kind of cool. And then it's really neat because people are interested in, you know, hearing about the church because the booth is there.
Yeah.
If they don't want to hear, they walk by. If they do, they stop and talk. And
yeah, it's pretty cool when you get to see the familiar faces from years past and like, oh, we remember you, and you get to talk with them. And then they're the new faces that you get to see.
So that's pretty fun. We'll be there again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then heading out for our anniversary to the big Texas Roadhouse. So we're going to do.
Yes.
And something else. I have no idea what else. Wander through the shopping mall or something.
Buy detergent.
The rest of the day. Buy detergent.
I need detergent.
You didn't buy that today?
No. I wanted to get it someplace else. Well, it was cool. I actually got to talk to two people about my book in one day, which was pretty cool.
That was neat, because the one was just looking at tracks at the fair booth and saw the ones about, there was a track there about abortion or something, and they talked about how they were going to, they were writing a book about that topic, and you talked
about from the baby's perspective, right. Which I thought was very interesting. So I got a chance to share with her about my book and how it's about my three miscarriages, and I gave her all the information that she needed, so who knows, maybe she'll take a look at that.
That's cool, and then we ran into another guy who we'd seen before who saw it.
Yep, he and his wife had a miscarriage and read my book and got a nice compliment from them.
Yep.
So I'm a wonderful writer.
That was good to hear from somebody we don't really know.
Yes, I really needed to hear that too from somebody I don't know. I always hear it from you, but
it's good, you have that high self-esteem. Blog this week was about our anniversary.
Yes, it was.
And I'm still selling my sudden death trivia on the Amazon Fire TV, and it's starting to sell one or two a day, which
that's
is
cool.
Good.
So. You know what would really make my day tomorrow, besides the fact that it's our anniversary?
Our anniversary should pretty much do it.
I was hoping for a book sale.
Oh, fine. All right, I think that kind of wraps it up for tonight, huh?
Yeah, our son's looking at us like we're totally nuts.
Wait, I got to play the closing out music. Let's see how this works. Let's say goodnight.
Goodnight.